Good morning, gentle listener. It's a small world on the mighty 690 KGGF. About 20 minutes away from 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're joined on the phone by State Representative Doug Blex. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Well, just great. How are you doing?
I'm great, but a question comes to mind. Is Neodesha in your district?
No, it is not. It will be in whoever the new winner in the District 11. Or no, excuse me, that is Joe Newland.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, because I hear it pronounced Neodesha and Neodesha, and I just want to make sure one of those is correct.
Well, I don't know if I can help you out in that area.
I asked Brian, he says, oh, yeah, sure, that's in his district. He's our news guy, by the way. He's joining us here. So,
well, good. Well, at least he didn't try to pronounce it Neodesha, right?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear Brian.
Hang on there. You kind of faded on me. You still with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you just fine. So we're in that we're in that slow period now, getting ready to get into the dog days of summer here, and a long stretch of triple-digit highs, and of course we've got the 4th of July weekend coming up. What is a state representative such as yourself doing during this downtime?
Well, it seems like more and more there is no downtime. There's downtime for Topeka, but there's a lot of activities going on. We'll be coming into election cycle, a lot of forums, certainly a lot of activities that, you know, I enjoy going to, and I think I believe that, you know, as an elected representative, I have a fairly large district, almost Ark City, Winfield, and so I have to travel quite a bit. Right Saturday, I have to choose between about three different events, and as well as a couple to go to, and obviously you can't be at two places at the same time, so
imagine,
you've got to kind of pick and choose.
Imagine how famous you would be if you could.
I agree with that.
Brian had a question for you, I think, here.
No, I was just kind of interested what your take is on the new soybean processing plant and the money that we're going to be granting towards the railroad.
Well, I think any time we can develop economic benefits in our county, and this is a solid, looks like a plan, and that will, you know, have good employment records and bring a lot of value to the county. I certainly, when we things away, I guess for lack of a better word, in terms of abatements, whether that's tax relief or economic incentives, I sincerely believe that the taxpayers should have some requirements for the companies and, you know, minimum number of employees, et cetera, before they can get those payments. And but I think it'll be a great boon. I think agricultural area be a good boon for the farmers in the area. So I think that will be, I think it'll be a win-win situation. You know, I hope everything gets worked out anytime we get into one of these big projects. There seems to be a lot of little details that
unintended consequences,
some people agree.
Right?
Because sometimes, really,
the law of unintended consequences.
Exactly.
Yeah. You answered partially, I guess, answered my next question. Is how do you find that fine line between giving a business an incentive to locate in your area and not stiffen the taxpayer?
Well, that's always a tough decision, and, you know, local leaders have to look at that. And, you know, they're accountable to voters, and most of that comes from local city commissions or county commissions, that because generally it involves property tax. That's not always the case. The state kicks in dollars a lot of times, economic incentives. Recently, this past session, we had Apex bill, which was a huge, if you've done over $4 billion worth of business in the state of Kansas, supposedly create 4,000 jobs. You got all these benefits, and it was crazy. They even had motel rooms for training and that thing. And I voted against it, and I can tell you exactly why. Good little story. I got great grandkids. Three of them goes out to gather eggs. I've learned to send three baskets. rather than one, because guaranteed about 90% of the time that one basket will be dropped and lose it all. So I have that same philosophy on business. So I'd rather spread that out to, you know, maybe three or four smaller businesses rather than one large business.
Yep. Your great grandkids Butterfingers, are they?
Well, yeah, they have their moments, and
yeah.
And I don't want to interrupt, but I want to make sure we cover the value that both is coming up August 2nd, and you know that's a constitutional amendment, and Kansas has had 98 constitutional amendments, and this was going to be real important. It took a 2/3 majority of both the House and the Senate to pass. Constitutional to put it on the ballot, and if it will pass, which means that it will be 50% plus one vote, will be enough of the Kansas voters. And what this will do, I'm getting a lot of questions, I'm sure you guys, a lot of newspaper, news media coverage on it.
Yes.
And what this will do is, this will not ban abortion, like a lot of people are saying. What this will do is actually restrict the activity of a single judge to make a decision and interpret it will put the situation back into the hands of your elected representatives, and confusion out there. And certainly you need to do some research on it, but it will put the power back into the hands of elected people, and it will also ban taxpayer-funded abortions. So all parties, whether Democrat, the Republican, Independent, or even Libertarian, will be able to vote in that August 2nd primary. And so get out and register to vote. The last day to do that is July the 12th.
Don't you find, though, Doug, that a lot of extremists on either side, rather than just doing their honest best to explain what an amendment is for, they want to bring out the most alarming and flaming examples of things that really aren't even intended in the legislation, but say whatever you can to scare the voters into seeing things your way?
Oh, yeah, that's a cool ploy, and if you run out of facts, just demonize and attack the messenger, you know, it's kind of amazing, you know, and how people react, and it's been really a fairly divided year, not so much in the Kansas legislature, but certainly nationally. But, you know, we have our moments, too. There are certain things that we bring up, and, you know, when we look at interpretations, it's just like the Bible. That's the reason why we have a church on every block, I guess, interpretation, because an activist judge interpreted that, you know, the Kansas Constitution guarantees under the right of liberty and pursuit of happiness, a woman's right to abortion. Well, Constitution, what you should realize, things need to be enumerated. And a good example of that is the Second Amendment. It names guns and says that you have the right to bear arms. And, you know, where this interpretation, it's just somebody's opinion. And it was wrong way back when Roe versus Wade went on, and now they fixed it. It took almost 50 years. And, you know, they do that often. Like I say, Kansas has had 98 constitutional amendments, and maybe this value them both will be 99. We'll wait and see.
Okay.
Well, Doug, what do you think about the governor's race? The Laura Kelly puts on quite... I mean, she's going to be wielding those two golden shovels like maces during every encounter.
Every appearance, yeah.
Yes.
Certainly an incumbent governor has a distinct advantage because you can kind of take credit for everything.
The bully pulpit.
The legislature does, and you know, but it'll be a tough race. Voters, again, will get to decide, and they'll be able to look back, hopefully, and see the policies that we've been operating under and see if that's what they want and to continue, and if not, you know, then they'll elect another person. That's true in almost every political office.
Yep. It's definitely our job to decide, and it's you guys' job to carry out the things we'd like you to get done. And so we wish you the best of luck, State Representative Doug Blex. Keep carrying on, and good luck during the campaign.
Well, I want everybody to have a happy and a safe 4th. And another little point, that a lot of bills take effect today on July 1. and one new one that you'll be able to do for your grandkids or your kids. If you have a child 0 to 5 years old, you have we passed a new bill. You can buy them a lifetime hunting and fishing license for $300, which is one heck of a deal. That's about $1,000 package. So a great gift to help preserve the historic tradition of Kansas on hunting and fishing.
Yep, Brian.
So
tells,
have a happy 4th. God bless.
Brian tells me that is a pretty big deal. He's a big fisher guy over here, Doug.
There you go.
All right.
I know Brian likes to fish.
He likes to just stick his face in the water and come up with a catfish. That's the big old bear of a man he is.
All right.
We'll talk to you again next month. Thank you for spending some time with us here. It's a small world on the Mighty 690 KGGF.